You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB's See Sport Differently campaign is all about getting more people with sight loss feeling the benefits of sport and exercise, whether that's taking part, attending live events, or watching at home. Joining me now is one of our See Sport Differently champions, Megan Price. Megan, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Have you always been active, Megan, or did you come to sport later in life?
For me personally, I came into sport later in life because as a child, when I was in school, the PE lessons, etc., probably the same as everybody else's story, they were not accessible, they were not inclusive. So, I wasn't actually involved in sport until I was, I think, 21? Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, it took a long time. My main experience of sport before that was, you know, in school, waving around a tennis bat just aimlessly in the air, hoping to hit a tennis ball. And I was like, yeah, sport's not for me. I don't like sport. Ugh.
And how did those early experiences of sports sort of shape your confidence and maybe attitudes towards things you thought that you could or couldn't do? Do you feel like you lost some time there?
I definitely did, I'll be honest, because once I did find sport and find my feet into it, I kind of had this sort of, sounds stupid, but this realization that I was a sporty person. But before that, like you said, just not having an inclusive or accessible sport, I didn't enjoy it at all. I just went, well, I'm not sporty. I'm useless. I can't do this. Therefore, I'm not a sporty person. So I just grew up thinking I'm not sporty in the slightest. And then I guess when I found sport, it was like kickstarted. You know, I found my passion in life is the sport goal ball. And from finding goal ball, I started going to the gym and I realized I actually enjoy going to the gym. Who thought they'd be saying that sentence in life? And then after that, I tried the park runs and things like that as well. And I just couldn't believe that it took me so long to find these things. And all it needed was just to have an accessible sport, I guess, you know, to show me, oh, OK, I can do this. And I really enjoy it.
And as you say, the activity that really made things click for you was goal ball. What's your experience been like playing the sport?
Oh, brilliant. I absolutely loved it. People who know anything about goal ball know that there's bells in the ball, and my phrase is that I fell in love with goal ball at first jingle, seriously, because at first a friend of mine tried to get me to go to goal ball, and I'm just sat there thinking, you want me to put a blindfold on and have balls thrown at me? I don't think so, that's just weird. And then long story short, I went to a session and I was instantly hooked. The adrenaline rush of saving a ball, of scoring a goal, just the physical movement as well. Because in goal ball, you're constantly using your physical and your mental abilities as well. So you're constantly moving or you're constantly thinking. Especially for me, it's a huge thing for my mental health as well. It just helps to de-stress me, I must say. And especially now that I have like an 18-month-old baby and things as well, it's definitely my go-to, I must say, at the end of a long week. It's like, yes, there's a goal ball session, I'm there.
Is there any advice you'd give to blind and partially sighted people listening who might not think that taking part in sport is for them?
I guess think about what you enjoy and don't just see a barrier as a barrier. So for example, if you're nervous, if you're like, I kind of fancy that, but I'm really nervous, I'm not going to do it. What I did during COVID, I actually messaged the organization that did these online workouts. And I had this amazing chat with an amazing, lovely lady. So I went from being nervous to being really excited to being involved in it. Like, that's part of this campaign, I guess, to show, yeah, there are some barriers, but the aim of the campaign is to show that, you know, we can put those barriers down, if that makes sense. Like, we can knock those down. You know, you're nervous, there's a solution to that. If running's not for you, try a different sport, because you will find a club that is inclusive. Or even if you just make friends, to be honest, something like a sport club is an amazing community. It's a great way of making friends, even if you're not competitive. Or again, if you are competitive, going to a club that go to tournaments and things like that are an amazing opportunity as well to push yourself in lots of different ways. So I definitely say just give it a try and ask other visually impaired people how they knock the barriers down as well, because you will find, if you really want to run, find someone who's running, because there will be someone, you will find someone. So yeah, just try your best, really.
And what's next for you, Megan? Do you have any new activities you'd like to try?
Lately, I've been talking to a friend who does jujitsu, and I must say, I've been tempted for a while, but I've been very nervous about trying it. And she's talked to me, she's completely blind, and she's told me, you know, how amazing it is, and this is what she did, and this is what she did, and this is how she went about it, and I feel so much better about it. And I'm really tempted to just go find a local club now, be like, oh yeah, yeah, oh, you can't say that, you know, it can be done, because you just need to do this and this and this, which is part of the Sea Sport Differently campaign as well. On their website they've got, there's also a quiz. So if there's something you kind of fancy doing as well, there's also a quiz that you can kind of say what you like, what you want out of a sport. So if you're not really even sure, like I know kind of I want to try Tai Chi, but I know there's other people out there that might want to do something, but they don't know what yet. So like the quiz is why I bring it up. It's a great way to go, I want this, I want the social or the tournament or whatever side of it. And it'll come up with like a result that will go, we think this is for you. And it can give you direction, which I think is also important and really valuable, is a bit of direction sometimes when you're not sure where to go.
Well, for more information about Sea Sport Differently and how you can get started in sport, including that questionnaire that Megan mentioned earlier, visit the website www.seasportdifferently.org.uk or call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. Megan Price, Sea Sport Differently champion, thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.